Good evening, everybody, from Johnny Logan College in Illinois. Jared Pettis with you here on KFMO and KFMO Sports Plus as we start this matchup between the Mac Lady Cardinals at 6-3 and the 3-3 Johnny Logan Lady Volunteers. We start it with the starting lineups brought to you by Wade's Auto Service at 228 East Harrison Street in Farmington. And we'll start it with the home team, the Lady Volunteers. They go with the freshman Antonia Davis, a sophomore Damiona Williams-Willard, a sophomore Brooklyn Burnett, sophomore Kira Whitaker, and freshman Charlotte Delisle. The Johnny Logan Lady Volunteers are coached by Charlie Jones. The Mac Lady Cardinals are coached by Carrie Shepard in her second season. They go with the 5'6 sophomore from Belleville, Michigan, Karma Jones, 5'11 sophomore from St. Louis, Missouri, Mariah Dallas, 5'5 freshman from St. James, Missouri, Lydia Kimnitzer, a 5'5 sophomore from Delta, Missouri, Presley Holwig, and a 5'7 freshman from Fredericktown, Missouri, that's P.J. Reitzel. Starting lineups brought to you by Wade's Auto Service at 228 East Harrison Street in Farmington. With a full-service shop, they specialize in brakes, rotors, AC repair, and more. Plus, they offer a two-year, 24,000-mile parts and labor warranty. Trust Wade's Auto Service, locally owned since 2015. The Lady Volunteers will wear the home white uniform, Vols on the front, blue, no trim, numbers on the front and back to match that with a blue stripe on the side of the jersey. That's split by a white stripe. It's a long, thick blue stripe down the side and down the side of the pants as well. Mineral Area in the red road uniforms. Mineral Area on the front, white trimmed in red, numbers on white trimmed in black, excuse me, numbers on the front and back to match that. On the left side of these jerseys, it's a hashed black stripe. On the right side, it's a hashed white stripe. The stripes turn solid down the side of the pants and go around the base of the pants as well. The Lady Cardinals will attack left to right in the first half of this one. On your listening device, the Lady Vols right to left. We're ready to go in this one. 10 minutes on the big board. That's the clock in the first quarter as we get set to start this one. Again, the starting lineup's brought to you by Wade's Auto Service. Opening tip, coming up. It's the 10th game of the season for the Lady Cardinals, the 7th for the Lady Volunteers. Now we are ready to go in this one. Tip in the air, won by the Lady Volunteers. They have first possession, and with it, it's Delisle across the timeline, set up to the left side, and getting it to Whitaker. Whitaker to the foul line, jumper from there, off iron wouldn't go, and a rebound collected offensively by Williams-Willard. She'll work it back through the lane, floater off window, can't hit, got her own rebound again, and the putback that time, third time's a charm. Williams-Willard with her first make, and it is 2-0, John A. Logan across the timeline. Karma Jones to the near side. Picked up the dribble at a back spot and gave it away. That's a turnover for Mineral Area there first. At the other end, it's Whitaker to the near side of the corner. Send it up top to the far wing, and it's Delisle again calling out a play. This team does not take a lot of three-point shots, 28% on the season. 45 seconds gone to the opening quarter on the left side. That's Whitaker. She'll work at foul line again. Back out, forced by Holwig. To the right corner, and it's Delisle. 8 on the shot clock. Get it down low, and Brooklyn Burnett will put it off window and in with no contesting. And it's quickly 4-0 Lady Volunteers. And if you remember back to when these played early on in the season, it was not the cleanest of games for Mineral Area. Chemnitzer gets it to Jones baseline. Working 1-on-3. Back out Chemnitzer. Right wing 3. Chemnitzer rattles out. Jones with the offensive rebound. Spin move down low. Left-hand layup wouldn't go. She's fouled from behind. And Karma Jones will go to the line to shoot 2 free throws. And the foul is called against Damiana Williams-Willard. That is her first. And the first on the Lady Vols. 8:40 left here in quarter number one. First free throw on its way. Rattles in. Mack is on the board. Karma Jones, a 44% free throw shooter so far in the early goings of this season, hits the first. She'll shoot a second. Hits that one as well. In the backcourt, it's the Lady Vols with a two-point lead, 4-2. 8:35 left here in quarter number one. Across the timeline, that's Charlotte Delisle. She'll work it down low. Contested shot wouldn't go. Presley Holwig has the rebound, and she flips it to the point guard, Karma Jones. Out of the backcourt, that's Chemnitzer to the foul line. Flips it to Mariah Dallas there. Back out, underhand toss. Jones at the far wing. Now forcing P.J. Reitzel to the right corner. Jones to the cup with a lay-in. Falls off the side. The rebound is grabbed by Williams-Woolard. Out of the backcourt, she takes it with the left hand. Crossover dribble. Trying to work around. P.J. Reitzel can't. Gets it down low to Burnett. Burnett one-on-one with Dallas. Dallas poked it away. And Reitzel with the steal. She gets fouled by Burnett. Her first and the team's second. And Reitzel will now inbound to the backcourt to Karma Jones. P.J. Reitzel knocking down 25 of 64 from beyond the arc. 39%. 64 shots taken. Crossing the timeline, Chemnitzer gets it from Jones. Chemnitzer back and reverses play. Lobs it back to Jones on the near side. Passed her and out of bounds. Another MAC turnover, down 4-2. 7:44 to go here in the first quarter. Delisle will inbound to Whitaker. They are the two leading scorers for this John A. Logan bunch. Whitaker averages 11.8 points a game. Delisle, 10.3. On the far side, Williams-Woolard. Up top to Whitaker. She backs off. Whitaker shooting 35% from the field, just 6 of 16 from beyond the arc. To the left side at the wing, that is Delisle, 3. Got it. 7-2, Delisle. With just her third make from beyond the arc all season with that one. Jones to Reitzel, far side. Reitzel, top of the key and out of the foul line. Tried a no-look pass to Chemnitzer, and it was poked away by Whitaker and stolen. Whitaker out of the backcourt, 1-on-4, pulls up to wait for her team and flips it to Antedia Davis. Davis now up top, that's Delisle. Delisle into the logo. Shot clock down to 20, through a screen, Delisle uses an elbow jumper, wouldn't go, and P.J. Reitzel comes all the way back to get the rebound. Reitzel now out of the backcourt with a couple of crossover dribbles, down low Dallas, all alone, off window and in, assist to Reitzel. And Mariah Dallas with Mac's first field goal, and a timeout, John A. Logan. 6:35 to go, this is a 30-second timeout, but if this is a media, we'll take it. It will be the media stoppage. You're listening to MAC Athletics. 6:35 to go in the first. 7-4, John A. Logan on KFMO and KFMO Sports Plus.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're here for all of life's wins. Like when you get a new car, or new boat, or new driver, or when your son moves out, but your mom moves in, or you find out you're expecting again, or when one rental property turns into two, then 20, or you realize they're all in Tornado Alley. Life is full of life events. Make sure you have the right policy for each of life's wins.
For life, auto, home, and business insurance, I'm here for you. Mike Sanzagraw, your local Missouri Farm Bureau agent in Farmington, or John Steffen in Deloge.
Hang out with your friends at Hubs Pub and Grill in Bon Terre. Hubs offers great lunch and dinner items and daily specials from sandwiches, steaks, fish, salads, or wings. They have something you'll love. Stop by for lunch or dinner, or just come hang out and watch the game. Let the good times roll at Hubs Pub and Grill in Bon Terre. Check us out on Facebook or online at hubspubandgrill.com.
Mineral Area College Athletics on KFMO is brought to you by Kevin Ball Auto Body in Park Hills, Hubs Pub and Grill in Bon Terre, and by Missouri Farm Bureau agents Mike Sansegra in Farmington and Jonathan Steffen in Deloge. 6:35 to go here in quarter number one. 7-4, John A. Logan leads. The Lady Vols inbound to the backcourt. Williams-Woolard to Kira Whitaker. Timeout brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau agents Mike Sansegra in Farmington, Jonathan Steffen in Deloge. Contact them today for a free quote on auto, home, business, or life insurance. Whitaker to the right side for Davis. Davis gets around Dallas, gets around. That was good and can't hit the layup and lost it out of bounds off of Presley Holwig. It'll stay John A. Logan ball. 6:17 to go in the opening quarter in a three-point game. Lady Vols lead. Inbound goes to Burnett. She's fouled on the shot. Going against Mac, it'll be their first. The foul is on Mariah Dallas, her first. And it's Burnett shooting free throws, first one good. Makes it a 4-point game, 8-4. Next one on its way. Got that one as well. 8-4 score as Marceline Claremont is into the game for the Lady Cardinals. As is Holwig. Lob pass down low goes to Chemnitzer. Her three, got it. Oh, Holwig started, but Kimnitzer with the make, and it's a two-point game, 9-7. Claremont came in for P.J. Reitzel, or rather Karma Jones. Then it was Lamaya Gooden checking in for P.J. Reitzel. Down low play, one-on-one. Williams Willard took Holwig off the dribble, couldn't hit the shot, but Burnett has the rebound put back. She's got 6, and it's back to a four-point game, 11-7. Claremont out of the backcourt to the far side. Picked up the dribble between the circles. Now to Holwig. Holwig to the near side. They got it to Kimnitzer up top. Kimnitzer working one-on-two. Lob it to the far wing. That's Claremont trying to split a couple of defenders. Try to force it back out to Kimnitzer. Might have got away with the walk as she picked it back up. Got it back to Kimnitzer. Now it's Holwig. Dribble drive on the baseline. Met by a trio of defenders. Down low to Gooden. Shot was blocked. Picked up by Davis, and she steps out of bounds. And it's right back to Mack. 5:11 to go, and a pair of Vols checking in. Adiah Reed and Mariah Macklin come into the game for the Lady Volunteers for the first time. Macklin has 3 points this season, all from the free throw line. And the officials are having a conversation to see how much time should be on the shot clock. They put 20 up. Inbound goes to Kimnitzer on the near side. Got it to Holwig. Back to Kimnitzer. Thought about a three, but she was closed out by Whitaker and had to back off. Got it down low to Dallas. Deep two for Dallas. That wouldn't go. Rebound off of Williams Willard, and she grabs it. Under 5 minutes left here in the first quarter. Williams Willard coast to coast. Takes it to the left wing. Gets it to Whitaker. Whitaker back into the logo. To the far side for Reed. Reed to the near wing. Got it to Williams Willard. Nearly lost it. Now she picks it up. Flips it up top to Delisle. Shot clock at 8. Delisle spinning at the elbow. Steps around a defender. Walks and turns it over. The shot does not count. And Presley Holwig inbounds to Claremont. 4.5 to go here in the opening quarter. 11-7. The lead for John A. Logan. Out of the backcourt, Claremont to the near side with the dribble. Through a screen set by Gooden. Up top to Dallas. Pick and roll. Back to Gooden. Can't catch the pass. And it's going to be knocked out of bounds by John A. Logan. But a pushing foul called against Holwig will be her first and the team's second on Mack. And John A. Logan will inbound on the baseline. Slowly up the floor, it's Charlotte Delisle across the timeline, out of the left side. At the wing, that's Reed. Reed through a screen set by Williams Willard, but it's an illegal screen. That's her second, team's third. She's coming out, and Tania Davis comes back in. Kamnetzer inbounds to Claremont. Claremont out of the backcourt, right up the middle. Out of the near side. Claremont picked it up. Got it to Dallas, head of the arc. Dallas one-on-one. Now one-on-two to the cup. Can't hit the lay-in, but she's fouled. And I think it's on Mariah Macklin. And it is her first, team's fourth. And so Dallas will go to the line to shoot two free throws at the line to our right. 3:55 to go in the first. 11-7, Mack trails. Dallas 71% from the free throw line through nine games. No good on the first. Second free throw for Dallas. As she gets the ball. A lefty. Can't hit either. Holwig can't get the rebound, and she touched it out of bounds. It'll go to John A. Logan. Again, 3:54 left. And the Lady Vols up 11-7. On the inbound, now to Delisle. She crosses the timeline and gets it to Whitaker. Whitaker through a screen set by Davis. Whitaker to the elbow. Tried to pick and roll back to Davis. She's at the baseline where she got it. Forced back out by Holwig. Works through the lane and walks and turns it over. Mack gets it back, and now they need to capitalize on the giveaways from the Lady Vols. Down 4. Still early on in the game. 3:40 to go in the first. Holwig inbounds to Claremont, and she works it up the floor. Mack in the red uniforms. Mineral area on the front. White trimmed in black. Numbers on the front and back to match that. Black striping down the left side of the jerseys. White striping down the right side. And Claremont, before the pass, walks and gives it away. So John A. Logan will inbound now on the right side. Inbound feed goes to Delisle. Across the timeline, she sets up the offense. To the left side, gets it to Whitaker. Through a screen set by Davis. Whitaker to the elbow, kick it out far side. Deep to Delisle, rattles off. Team rebound, that was knocked away by Dallas and picked up by Holwig. Outlet goes to Claremont. Picking up the pace, Chemnitzer. Down low, Gooden, blocked from behind, and it goes out of bounds off of the Lady Volunteers with 3:03. Mack will inbound, and here comes Casey Teague to the table to check in. Her first time on the floor. Teague averages 5.2 a game, 42 field goals, 7 of 11 from the foul line, 4.2 rebounds a game for Teague. In out of the corner, Holwig catch and shoot three. That's going to hit the side of the backboard and go out of bounds, and Holwig knew it as soon as she let it go that that was missing, already walking to the backcourt to set up defensively as that ricocheted off the side of the backboard and out of bounds. And that'll make her 5 of 18 from the three-point land so far in the season. On the far side, Delisle. With 2:50 to go in the opening quarter, sets up the offense through a screen set by Burnett. Delisle going to take it to the cup with a right-hand lay-in and got it. 5 for Delisle, 13-7. Vols, 2:35 left in the first. On the left side now, it's Claremont through a screen set by Teague. Claremont to the foul line, out to Dallas. Straight on three. Dallas got it. 2 of 7 from the Land of Plenty coming into the game this year. And Dallas made that one look easy. It's back to a three-point game, 13-10. Mack trails, 2:15 left in the opening quarter. Delisle and the Vols to the left side. Wants the answer, deep two, wouldn't go. That's off the back of the upright holding the backboard. And Mack will bring Kinley Norris, P.J. Reitzel, and Karma Jones to the floor. Reitzel back in, Jones back in. Norris to the floor for the first time, and she inbounds to Jones. Across the timeline with the crouch dribble to the near side. Up top, that's Norris. Three, far side, got it. Kinley Norris. And we're tied at 13s. Crossing the timeline. Now it's Delisle with a tie game, 13 all. We get a whistle and a turnover. The Lady Volunteers give it away again. And now Mack a chance to take their first lead of the game. And Reitzel will inbound. Bounce pass goes to Jones. She crosses the timeline. Jones to the left wing. Keeps it to the baseline. Jones with the runner. Walks before the shot and turns it over. And Johnny Logan gets it back. 90 seconds left here in the opening quarter. And a 13-13 game out of the backcourt. That's Delisle. Through a screen set by Burnett, Delisle keeps it to the near side, and Reitzel stays with her. Now cuts back to the left. I beg your pardon, the right. Turns it over. Reitzel with the steal. Quick break the other way. She is met by a pair of defenders, and it was deflected, and a foul is called against Johnny Logan. And Reitzel's going to shoot free throws. It'll be the second on Brooklyn Burnett and the fifth on Johnny Logan. And Mack in the bonus. Reitzel shoots 2, 4 of 6 from the free throw line through 9 games this season. Reitzel has done a tremendous job working her way back from the knee injury in her junior year. Elena Logman checks in. First free throw, no good for Reitzel. The 5'7 freshman from Fredericktown, Missouri. Second free throw on the way. Good. Reitzel splits the trip. That's her first point of the game. And then Mack with their first lead of the game. 14-13. A minute 10 left in the opening quarter. Across the timeline, it's Delisle. Now to the left side and Reed. Reed through a screen. Takes it to the foul line. Jumper from there. Rattles off. The rebound, Kinley Norris. Norris gets it to Karma Jones, who works it up the floor. Under a minute to go, 55 seconds left. Jones to the right side, got it to Reitzel. Now it's Norris up top. Back to Reitzel, give and go. Three, far wing, Reitzel too strong. And Teague will commit a foul on the rebound try. First on Teague, third on Mack. 43.4 left here in the opening quarter. Out of the backcourt. Slowly, Delisle. Shot clock and game clock differential of about 13 seconds. On the right side, Delisle working down low. Got it to Macklin. Can't hit the shot. She remains 0-for from the field this year, 0-for-5. The rebound for Casey Teague. She gets it to Karma Jones. Shot clock turned off. Game clock at 20 seconds left in the first quarter. Jones to the right side. Cuts back to the left through a double screen up top. Jones to the far wing. Has Norris straight on. Back to Jones. Jones with a jab step. 10 on the clock. Jones picked it up. Now gets it to Norris. Down low. Loggeman all alone. Off window. Can't hit. Coming to get the rebound. Reitzel off of her fingertips and out of bounds. And Mack will turn it over with 3.1 left. And the Lady Volunteers a chance to tie or make a half-court shot and take the lead at the end of the quarter. Whitaker across the timeline with one. Three-point shot at the buzzer. Doesn't go. And that's how we end the opening quarter. Mack up by a point. 14-13 on KFMO and KFMO Sports Plus.
Kevin Ball's Auto Body, the most recommended in the Parkland. The definition of recommended is to be worthy of trust, and they don't take that lightly. They treat your vehicle like it's their own. Your neighbors, your family, and your friends are now satisfied customers because you recommended them. When you need collision repair, don't just take it anywhere. Take it to Kevin Ball's Auto Body in Park Hills, the most recommended, because your car hasn't looked this new since it was new.
Kevin Ball's Auto Body, the most recommended by far.
I'm David Burke, new president and CEO of Ozarks Federal Savings and Loan. You may know me through high school sports or as your physical therapist. I have a deep history in the Farmington community and with Ozarks Federal. My father served as CFO and president. I was appointed to the Ozarks Federal Focus Board in 2006, then asked to join the board of directors and was chairman of the board for 9 years. I'm looking forward to meeting you. Ozarks Federal Savings and Loan, the Homeowners Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Sometimes life can get away from us, but with Karastan Luxcraft Flooring, your space becomes your escape. Imagine a tranquil room with incredibly beautiful floors made from long-lasting, nature-inspired materials. Luxcraft invites you to slow down and bring peace to your home. And right now, it's National Karastan Month at Busenbark Flooring and Granite, the perfect time to embrace nature's touch and save on the floors you've been dreaming of. Visit Busenbark Flooring and Granite and discover the beauty of Karastan Luxcraft.
Mineral Area Athletics on KFMO is brought to you by Wade's Auto Service in Farmington, Home Pools and Spas in Ledington, and by Sam Sism Ford Lincoln in Farmington. Mack no good on their first trip down the floor. Lady Vols neither. At the other end, Casey Teague in transition with the lay-in. Her first make, and Mack leads 16-13. That quarter break brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau agents Mike Sonsiger on Farmington, Jonathan Steffen, and Deloge. Contact them today for a free quote on auto, home, business, or life insurance. On the right side, trying to hand it off to Whitaker. Karma Jones with the steal. She'll work out of the backcourt 3-on-3. Jones to the cup herself. Lay in good. And the foul. 4 for Jones. The and one coming up. The foul will be called against Kira Whitaker, her first, team's first. Number 46 seconds into the second quarter. Game was a one-point game at the end of one, 14-13. Mack led the majority of that first quarter. The end-one try from Jones. Rattles in. 5 of the game for Jones. Ties Mariah Dallas for the team lead. Trails Brooklyn Bennett for the game lead. Mack up 19-13. And out of the backcourt, it's Johnny Logan. Whitaker to the baseline. Flips it to Macklin. Macklin up top, gets it to Davis, straight on three. Davis misses everything, goes out of bounds. Mack ball. Davis, 1-for-4 from the land of plenty coming into tonight, misses that one, makes her 1-for-5. Karma Jones, slowly up the floor, out of the backcourt, sets up the offense. Jones to the right side at the wing. Through a screen set by Teague, bounce pass Loggeman, head of the arc, Kinley Norris, far side. Norris to Teague, down low, Loggeman off window, can't hit. Jones, offensive rebound, she's fouled, trying the put back, and she will shoot 2 more free throws. She is 3-of-3 tonight. And the foul is called against Anaya Reed, her first, team's second here of the second quarter. 8:38 left in the second quarter, Mack up 19-13. Jones at the line to our right. First one on its way. Rattles off, no good. Second free throw. Good. Jones splits the trip, 4 of 5 from the foul line. Makes it 20-13, neck by 7. On the left side, that's Whitaker. Whitaker, head of the arc, through a screen set by Davis. Gets it back to Davis, top of the key. Now to the right side, Williams-Woolard. She's back into the game. Williams-Woolard through a screen, takes it far wing. Now to the foul line, lost the dribble, passed it up top. Reitzel with the steal. That's another steal for Reitzel. Gets it to Jones. Spin move, Jones can't hit the layup. Man, what a great play. And Delisle had the rebound. Outlet Whitaker, spot up three. Whitaker wouldn't go. Rebound Reitzel again. Reitzel averages 3.6 rebounds a game. And she picked up another one right there and is fouled. The foul is on Brooklyn Burnett. That's her third and the team's third. 8:02 to go here in quarter number two. Mariah Dallas, Presley Holwig, Lamaya Gooden, Marceline Claremont, and Yvette Calaza. And it's a fresh set of five out there for the Lady Cardinals. A full sail line change, up 7, 20-13, 8 minutes to go here in quarter number two. Claremont across the timeline. To the right side, that's Holwig. Calaza back to Holwig, right wing three, too strong and out of bounds. That's two air balls from Holwig. 7:46 to go here in the first half. We're in quarter number two. Kira Whitaker out of the backcourt sets up the offense. She'll cut back to the foul line. Now to the elbow. Can't hit the runner, and it goes out of bounds off of Mineral Area, and it'll stay Johnny Logan ball. And to inbound, Delisle left of the lane. Delisle inbound. Knocked away by Calaza. She has the steal. Calaza quickly up the floor. Slows down as she gets across the timeline. Ooh, walks and turns it over. Stutter step before the pass. And it'll be Johnny Logan ball. 2.5 gone here in quarter number two. 7-point differential. Mac up 20-13. Crossing the timeline, Whitaker. Right-handed dribble through a screen set by Davis. Head of the arc. That was Whitaker. Now to the left side, Davis into the corner, and Reed couldn't hit the three. Holwig had the rebound. Holwig out of the backcourt, sets up the offense. Marceline Claremont into the corner. Calaza, corner three, far side, too strong. Rebound deflected away. Calaza has it. Back out Claremont, far wing three. Claremont, that rattles off, hits the shot clock, and that's out of bounds. Still a 7-point game, 6:58 left here in quarter number two. And Whitaker out of the backcourt, guarded by Claremont. Whitaker is fouled, and I think it's either Claremont or Holwig. They were both in the area. And it's Claremont on the push. Her first, team's first. And inbounding Damiona Williams-Woolard. Nope, she comes out of the baseline, and it'll be Onaya Reed to throw it in. Knocked out of bounds by Dallas. Try it again. Lob on the inbound. Grabbed by Williams-Woolard. She'll work inside on Holwig. Met by a pair of defenders. Back out to Davis, head of the arc. Now she'll go to the right side. Can't take it down the lane and hit the layup. It's rebounded by Gooden. And out of the backcourt, Marceline Claremont. Claremont on the far side. Through a screen set by Gooden. Takes it top of the key to Dallas. Bounce pass. Try to go to Gooden. Threw it behind her and threw it away. Three on three the other way. Whitaker with the dribble for Williams-Woolard in the far corner. Uncontested three. Wouldn't go. Rebound good, and Mack is lucky she missed that three. She was wide open. Calaza out of the backcourt flips it to Claremont. A fresh set of five ready to come onto the floor for the Lady Cardinals. Claremont cuts around the defender, misses the layup, and it goes out of bounds off of John A. Logan. It'll stay Mack ball. 6:09 to go in the second. And Lagerman Teague, Chemnitzer, the other two, Amia Moore and Julia Vasquez into the game for the Lady Cardinals. That means everybody has come in that is eligible for MAC. Vasquez on the far side. Fakes a pass, works it between the logo and the circle. Bounce pass to the near side, Teague. Now it's Kemnitzer. Fakes a three, steps left, holds again. Six on the shot clock for Mack to the far side, Vasquez. Shot clock at four, down low to Loggeman. Shot clock at three, got it to Teague. Teague one on two as the shot clock expires, wouldn't go. Offensive rebound, Moore can't finish. And she slaps the rebound away from Davis, but Davis goes and gets it and works it out of the backcourt. 5:40 left here in quarter number two. Mack still up 20-13. To the left side, Reed. Reed gets it to Davis. Down low, backdoor pass to Whitaker. Whitaker back up top, Reed. Left wing three for Reed. That rattles off. Rebound is grabbed by Loggeman. Pokes it away to Teague, and we get a whistle and a timeout called by Mineral Area. That's Kerry Shepard, and this will be the media stoppage. 5:21 to go in the second. John A. Logan yet to have a point in this quarter. It's 20-13 Mac on KFMO.
Oh, what is that stench? Oh, Boogie, you smell terrible.
Whew. Dogs can stink up the whole house when not properly groomed and bathed. Take them to Pawfection Pet Grooming, where your fur child looks and smells pawfect.
Ew, Boogie, have you been eating the trash?
Make Pawfection Pet Grooming your first choice for all pet grooming needs. Give them a call today at 573-482-0163. Pawfection Pet Grooming in Park Hill.
No two financial situations are alike. Julie Pratt with Belgrade Financial Services takes a personalized approach, and Julie brings a lot of experience and a wealth of knowledge to her customers. Call or stop by to set up an appointment today.
Independent contractor of Money Concepts International, Inc., Belgrade Financial Services is an affiliate of Belgrade State Bank. No bank guarantee. Not FDIC insured, may lose value. All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp member FINRA, SIPC. BFS is an independent firm and is not affiliated with MCCC.
Mineral Area College Athletics on KFMO is brought to you by Shelter Insurance Agent Chuck Odle in Bonterre, Mineral Area College, and by Catfish Kettle in Farmington. 5:21 to go here in quarter number two. Timeout brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau agents Mike Sutzer on Farmington, Jonathan Steffen in Deloge. Contact them today for a free quote on auto, home, business, or life insurance. Both coaches animated, to say the least, in that timeout. Mack leads 20-13, 5:21 left. Scoring 6-0 Lady Cardinals here in quarter number two. Out of the backcourt, Vasquez. To the far wing, Mack has it. Got it to Kemnitzer, threw it behind her. She has to come get it before it goes out of bounds. Steps around one, now two defenders. Picked it up, bounce past Teague. Far side, Vasquez again. Back to the near side, Kemnitzer. Wide open three, Kemnitzer. Oh, it's short. And the rebound for Davis. Outlet Lady Volunteers. They get it to Delisle. Delisle, Eurostep, had it poked away. Amia Moore comes back to get it. And she flips it to Vasquez, who will peer at her bench and head coach Kerry Shepard for a play call as she works it out of the backcourt. On the far side, Vasquez threw a screen set by Loggeman. Pick and roll over the head of Loggeman. Threw it away. Williams Willard the other way. Two on four. Willard circles back. Up top. That's Davis to the left wing and Reed. Got it from Whitaker. Back to Davis. Head of the arc. Now to the foul line. Davis left-hand layup wouldn't go. Casey Teague has the rebound. 4:25 left. Across the timeline, Vasquez. Setting up the offense to the far side. Loggeman screen. Stepping around it to Lyle. Using it, Vasquez. To the right side, Moore. Dribble drive on the baseline. Cuts around the defender and lays it in. Amia Moore with her first make, and it's 22-13. 4 minutes left in the first half. On the left side, Williams Willard. Up top, Delisle. Delisle now to the left wing, gets it to Davis. Pass down low, knocked away, back to Davis. She'll work it to the far side, Whitaker. Cuts around a defender, 15-footer, rolls over the cylinder. Rebound grabbed by Casey Teague, flips it back to Vasquez. A quartet of Lady Cards ready to check in at the table at the next available point across the timeline. Vasquez on the right side, uses a screen set by Teague up top, Loggeman, far side, Kemnitzer, downtown three, got it! Lydia Kemnitzer, she's got six, and it's 25-13, 3.5 to go in the second quarter across the timeline. 25-13, that is, 3:20 left, Delisle with it. Holding, shot clock down to 15. Delisle to the far side around a defender and lays it off window and in. And it took nearly 7 minutes for the Lady Vols to get on the board in this quarter. Delisle with the lay-in. She's got seven. And it's a 10-point game, 25-15. Vasquez at the other side. Through a screen. Got it up top. Teague to the right side. Chemnitzer wants another one from way out. That wouldn't go. And the rebound's grabbed by Whitaker. Whitaker out of the backcourt. To the far side, Delisle. Delisle through a screen set by Davis. Head of the arc. Delisle still with it to the left side of Reed. Reed through the circles. Pass down low. Stolen by Moore. She'll flip it to Vasquez. 2:35 left. Vasquez out of the back court to the far side. Chemnitzer uncontested three. Chemnitzer wouldn't fall. Teague on offensive rebound and the putback. Four for Teague. And the Lady Volunteers look gassed as they come to the offensive side. Whitaker deflected it. She flips it to Delisle. Beg your pardon, that's Williams Willard. 2:14 left. Williams Willard trying to work around Teague. Can't. Floater over her head wouldn't go. Willard has the rebound. Trying to work it back inside. Kicks it out. Deep to Davis. Rattles off. Willard has the rebound. Still with it. Back out Davis. Up top Whitaker. Game clock down to two. Three. Far wing. Whitaker. No. Moore. Lost it. Teague has it. Flips it to Vasquez. A minute 50 left in the second. Vasquez will slow it down as she crosses the timeline. Vasquez through a screen set by Lagerman to the right side. Underhand toss to Chemnitzer. Working down low baseline around a defender. Chemnitzer floater rattles in. What a play. Lydia Chemnitzer with eight. The 5'5 freshman. 94 seconds left in the second quarter. And Mack leads 29-15. And at the other end, a foul is whistled on the floor before the shot against Mack. The foul is called against Julia Vasquez. That is her first, team's second. And here comes the four on the floor for Mack that were ready to check in. Kenley Norris, Mariah Dallas, P.J. Reitzel, Karma Jones, Casey Teague stays on the floor. And it's Johnny Logan Ball inbounding right of the lane. Exactly 90 seconds left here in the first half. Anaya Reed will inbound. Throws it right to Kenley Norris. That's a giveaway. Mack will take it. Karma Jones out of the backcourt. Jones sets up the offense. Mack up 29-15 to the right side. Jones nearly lost it. Working back out. Shot clock down to 15. Jones still has it. At the near wing. Through a screen set by Teague. Jones still with it. Left-handed dribble. Picked it up, got it to the near side for Reitzel. It was deflected away. Reitzel keeps it inbounds. Reitzel one on two. Had it poked away from behind off of a Lady Volunteer and out of bounds. It'll stay Mack ball. 2 seconds on the Mack shot clock. 2 seconds, and I do not know if they see it. Yes, 2 seconds on the shot clock. Karma Jones has Norris wide open. Can't get it to her. Deflected by Teague. Reitzel can't take the shot, and Mack will give it away. And Karma Jones, or Carrie Shepard, excuse me, not happy that Jones didn't get it to a wide open Kenley Norris. The entire chance she had to inbound Norris was wide open. They didn't flip it to her. Shepard says, your team is wearing red. As Casey Teague steals and works out of the backcourt. Now it's P.J. Reitzel at the far wing. For Teague, back to Reitzel. Way out three, Reitzel wouldn't go. Rebound deflected away, and Damiona Williams-Wooler, excuse me, comes away with it. 30 seconds left in the half. Williams-Willard on the far side. Cuts back in around Reitzel. Reitzel called in the hand-checking foul. It'll be the first on Reitzel and the third on the Lady Cardinals. And the inbound on the far sideline, 28.2 left. Throwing it in. Anaya Reed gets it to Charlotte Delisle. Delisle hands it off back to Reed. Game clock at 20 seconds. Flips it to Whitaker. Whitaker to Delisle, far side. Shot clock down to 7. Shot clock down to 6. Delisle backs off. Shot clock at 5. Delisle still with it to the foul line. Shot clock at 2. Runner for Delisle wouldn't go. Rebound grabbed by Reitzel. Outlet Mariah Dallas. She has to work quickly as she's running out of time. 2 seconds left. And with 1, she lays it off window and in. Dallas has 7. And that'll do it in the half. 31-15. The Lady Cardinals lead Dallas with 9, And that sends us to the halftime break. Mac up when we come back. KFMO Sports Halftime Show after this on the Parkland Sports Leader.
Everybody's going home, pool, and spa.
Turn your backyard into paradise with Home Pools and Spas in Ledington. From in-ground pool installations, a durable liner or sleek fiberglass design, to year-round pool and spa services. And the retail store is open all year long to help maintain your pool and spa. Trust Home Pools and Spas to make your backyard the ultimate retreat. Visit them in Ledington today and they'll bring your vision to life. Home Pools and Spas, where paradise begins.
Kevin Ball's Auto Body, the most recommended in the Parkland. The definition of recommended is to be worthy of trust, and they don't take that lightly. They treat your vehicle like it's their own. Your neighbors, your family, and your friends are now satisfied customers because you recommended them. When you need collision repair, don't just take it anywhere. Take it to Kevin Ball's Auto Body in Park Hills, the most recommended, because your car hasn't looked this new since it was new.
Kevin Ball's Auto Body, the most recommended by far.
Hang out with your friends at Hubs Pub and Grill in Bonterre. Hubs offers great lunch and dinner items and daily specials. From sandwiches, steaks, fish, salads, or wings, they have something you'll love. Stop by for lunch or dinner, or just come hang out and watch the game. Let the good times roll at Hubs Pub and Grill in Bonterre. Check us out on Facebook or online at hubspubandgrill.com.
At Sampson Ford, we're not just in the business of selling cars. We're in the business of creating customers for life. Hey, David Sisson from Sampson Ford, the home of the lifetime warranty. Did you know my grandpa Sam first opened his doors in 1937 and we're still family-owned and operated? That's over 86 years of helping our community and our customers. And as the holiday season nears, we want to show our gratitude. I just want to tell all of our loyal customers, thank you. Thank you for choosing us, your hometown dealer. Thank you for shopping local, for all the miles you've driven in the vehicles we provided, for supporting your community as we strive to support you in return. Shopping season is gearing up, and that includes me. I want the lot as stocked for you as it can be. That means it's time to buy and time for you to tell that old car goodbye. Why would I buy from auctions at high dollar prices when I can pass the extra money on to you? Trade it or sell it today. On-site, no hassle appraisals at top dollar. Come in and see us at Sampson Ford, where gratitude meets great deals, and leave us a part of the Sisson Ford family. Visit us online at sissonford.com.
See dealer for details.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're here for all of life's wins. Like when you get a new car, or new boat, or new driver, or when your son moves out, but your mom moves in, or you find out you're expecting again, or when one rental property turns into two, then 20, or you realize they're all in Tornado Alley. Life is full of life events. Make sure you have the right policy for each of life's wins.
For life, auto, home, and business insurance, I'm here for you. Mike Sanzagraw, your local Missouri Farm Bureau agent in Farmington, or John Steffen in Deloge.
Are you struggling with your car but you don't have a reliable shop? Let's ask a friend. Who do you take your car to?
Oh, Wade's Automotive.
I'd trust Wade's Automotive.
Wade's? Wade's Automotive in Farmington.
Well, it's unanimous. Take it to Wade's Auto Service in Farmington with a full-service shop specializing in brakes, rotors, AC repair, transmission, even battery problems. Plus, they have a 2-year, 24,000-mile part and labor warranty. Trust Wade's Auto Service, 228 East Harrison Street, Farmington.
Welcome to the KFMO Sports Halftime Show, your home for MAC athletics in the Parkland. KFMO and KFMO Sports Plus, the KFMO Sports Halftime Show.
At halftime, it is 31-15, Mineral Area leads 11-23. That's what's on the clock before the second half. MAC is up 17-2 clip in that second quarter. Lady Cardinals outscored Johnny Logan, only allowed one field goal in that quarter from Johnny Logan at just before the halfway point. The Lady Cardinals up 31-15 after leading 14-13 at the end of one. Time for the stats brought to you by Sam Sism Ford Lincoln, supporting our community since 1937. Shop local, where hundreds of makes and models come with a no-cost to you forever warranty. For the Lady Cardinals, Lydia Kimnitzer leads with 8. Mariah Dallas has 7. Karma Jones has 6. Casey Teague with 4. Kentley Norris with 3. Amia Moore with 2. And P.J. Reitzel with a point. For the Lady Volunteers, the leading scorer is Charlotte Delisle. She has 7. Brooklyn Burnett has 6. And Damiona Williams-Willard has 2. At half, it's 31-15. Mac, back with more after this on the Halftime Report here on KFMO.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come see us and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck. Because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
Oh, what is that stench? Oh, Boogie, you smell terrible.
Phew. Dogs can stink up the whole house when not properly groomed and bathed. Take them to Pawfection Pet Grooming, where your fur child looks and smells pawfect.
Ew, Boogie, have you been eating the trash?
Make Pawfection Pet Grooming your first choice for all pet grooming needs. Give them a call today at 573-482-0163. Pawfection Pet Grooming in Park Hill.
I'm David Burke, new president and CEO of Ozarks Federal Savings and Loan. You may know me through high school sports or as your physical therapist. I have a deep history in the Farmington community and with Ozarks Federal. My father served as CFO and president. I was appointed to the Ozarks Federal Focus Board in 2006, then asked to join the board of directors and was chairman of the board for 9 years. I'm looking forward to meeting you. Ozarks Federal Savings and Loan, the Homeowners Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Are you struggling with your car, but you don't have a reliable shop? Let's ask a friend. Who do you take your car to?
Oh, Wade's Automotive.
I'd trust Wade's Automotive.
Wade's? Wade's Automotive in Farmington.
Well, it's unanimous. Take it to Wade's Auto Service in Farmington with a full-service shop specializing in brakes, rotors, AC repair, transmission, even battery problems. Plus, they have a 2-year, 24,000-mile part and labor warranty. Trust Wade's Auto Service, 228 East Harrison Street, Farmington.
No two financial situations are alike. Julie Pratt with Belgrade Financial Services takes a personalized approach, and Julie brings a lot of experience and a wealth of knowledge to her customers. Call or stop by to set up an appointment today.
Independent contractor of Money Concepts International, Inc., Belgrade Financial Services is an affiliate of Belgrade State Bank. No bank guarantee. Not FDIC insured. May lose value. All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. BFS is an independent firm and is not affiliated with MCCC.
31-15, the Mac Lady Cardinals lead Johnny Logan, the Lady Volunteers, at halftime. Third quarter coming up in just a bit. Time to take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard, courtesy of Middle Area Overhead Door. On the high school side, the 36th Annual Valley Caledonia Girls Tournament in quarterfinal. Kingston falls to West County 69-11. That means West County moves on to the semifinal. Kingston falls to the fifth-place bracket. You can find the brackets online at kfmosports.com. Also happening in that tournament, the Valley Catholic Lady Warriors back this year, still partnered with St. Paul Lutheran, but now this year Valley Catholic will host. Last year St. Paul was the host school. So we will have 12 teams back in the MAAA conference, I should say, six in the small, six in the large. Valley Catholic plays Lesterville. Bismarck gets Valley Caledonia, and South Iron will face off against Bourbon. And on the boys' bracket, Bunker playing St. Paul. Kingston matches up with Bismarck. West County against Bourbon and Valley Caledonia against Marquand. Elsewhere in boys' basketball, the Sullivan Tournament, Potosi playing Warrenton tonight in semifinals. The Crystal City Tournament quarterfinal features Central and Saxony Lutheran. And the 11th Fountain City Classic in DeSoto. Pool play, St. Genevieve plays DeSoto. And the Farmington Shootout tonight at 8:30. Farmington plays St. Pius, happening currently at Farmington Girls Basketball. The Knights host Hazelwood West, and North County is at Steelville. And Boys and Girls Wrestling, Central hosts St. Genevieve, North County hosts Cape Central. And one thing to note, the 11th Annual Fredericktown Girls Tournament, the Monday and Tuesday games that were postponed will not be rescheduled. They will play the Thursday matchups as scheduled. That's tomorrow. That's the Fredericktown Shootout. That's the out-of-town scoreboard. Mac leads Johnny Logan 31-15 at half. Back with more after this on KFMO.
Everybody's going home, pool, and spa.
Turn your backyard into paradise with Home Pools and Spas in Ledington. From in-ground pool installations, a durable liner or sleek fiberglass design, to year-round pool and spa services. And the retail store is open all year long to help maintain your pool and spa. Trust Home Pools and Spas to make your backyard the ultimate retreat. Visit them in Ledington today and they'll bring your vision to life. Home Pools and Spas, where paradise begins.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come see us and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck. Because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
At Samson Ford, we're not just in the business of selling cars. We're in the business of creating customers for life. Hey, David Sism from Samson Ford, the home of the lifetime warranty. Did you know my grandpa Sam first opened his doors in 1937 and we're still family-owned and operated? That's over 86 years of helping our community and our customers. And as the holiday season nears, we want to show our gratitude. I just want to tell all of our loyal customers, thank you. Thank you for choosing us, your hometown dealer. Thank you for shopping local, for all the miles you've driven in the vehicles we provided, for supporting your community as we strive to support you in return. Shopping season is gearing up, and that includes me. I want the lot as stocked for you as it can be. That means it's time to buy and time for you to tell that old car goodbye. Why would I buy from auctions at high dollar prices when I can pass the extra money on to you? Trade it or sell it today. On-site, no-hassle appraisals at top dollar. Come in and see us at Samson Ford, where gratitude meets great deals, and leave us a part of the Sism Ford family. Visit us online at SismFord.com.
See dealer for details.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're here for all of life's wins. Like when you get a new car, or new boat, or new driver, or when your son moves out, but your mom moves in, or you find out you're expecting again. Or when one rental property turns into two, then 20, or you realize they're all in Tornado Alley. Life is full of life events. Make sure you have the right policy for each of life's wins.
For life, auto, home, and business insurance, I'm here for you. Mike Sanzagraw, your local Missouri Farm Bureau agent in Farmington, or John Steffen in Deloge.
Back here one final time on the KFMO Sports Halftime Report. The Mac Lady Cardinals lead John A. Logan 31-15. Some games we're keeping tabs on outside of this area. The Lady Cardinals, beg your pardon, the Mac Men playing tomorrow, Friday and Saturday in the Howard Classic, going up against two nationally ranked opponents Thursday and Friday. Mac 19 in the nation, both teams Howard and Midland above them in the rankings. And women's basketball tonight, Three Rivers is at Vincennes. Moberly hosts Lincoln Trail. Crowder is at Redlands. Keeping tabs on that. Conference play doesn't start until January the 7th for the Mac Lady Cardinals. At half, it's 31-15, the Lady Cardinals lead. Third quarter coming up after this on KFMO.
You've been listening to the KFMO Sports Halftime Show, your home for Mac Athletics in the Parkland, KFMO and KFMO Sports Plus.
The second half is next on AM 1240 KFMO.
Hang out with your friends at Hubs Pub and Grill in Bonterre. Hubs offers great lunch and dinner items and daily specials. From sandwiches, steaks, fish, salads, or wings, they have something you'll love. Stop by for lunch or dinner, or just come hang out and watch the game. Let the good times roll at Hubs Pub and Grill in Bonterre. Check us out on Facebook or online at HubsPubAndGrill.com.
Kevin Ball's Auto Body, the most recommended in the Parkland. The definition of recommended is to be worthy of trust, and they don't take that lightly. They treat your vehicle like it's their own. Your neighbors, your family, and your friends are now satisfied customers because you recommended them. When you need collision repair, don't just take it anywhere. Take it to Kevin Ball's Auto Body in Park Hills, the most recommended, because your car hasn't looked this new since it was new.
Kevin Ball's Auto Body, the most recommended by far.
I'm David Burke, new president and CEO of Ozarks Federal Savings and Loan. You may know me through high school sports or as your physical therapist. I have a deep history in the Farmington community and with Ozarks Federal. My father served as CFO and president. I was appointed to the Ozarks Federal Focus Board in 2006, then asked to join the board of directors and was chairman of the board for 9 years. I'm looking forward to meeting you. Ozarks Federal Savings and Loan, the Homeowners Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Sometimes life can get away from us, but with Karastan Luxe Craft Flooring, your space becomes your escape. Imagine a tranquil room with incredibly beautiful floors made from long-lasting, nature-inspired materials. Luxe Craft invites you to slow down and bring peace to your home. And right now, it's National Karastan Month at Busenbark Flooring and Granite, the perfect time to embrace nature's touch and save on the floors you've been dreaming of. Visit Busenbark Flooring and Granite and discover the beauty of Karastan Luxe Craft.
Oh,
Ew, what is that stench? Oh, Boogie, you smell terrible.
Phew. Dogs can stink up the whole house when not properly groomed and bathed. Take them to Pawfection Pet Grooming, where your fur child looks and smells pawfect.
Ew, Boogie, have you been eating the trash?
Make Pawfection Pet Grooming your first choice for all pet grooming needs. Give them a call today at 573-482-0163. Pawfection Pet Grooming in Park Hill.
No two financial situations are alike. Julie Pratt with Belgrade Financial Services takes a personalized approach, and Julie brings a lot of experience and a wealth of knowledge to her customers. Call or stop by to set up an appointment today.
Independent contractor of Money Concepts International, Inc. Belgrade Financial Services is an affiliate of Belgrade State Bank. No bank guarantee. Not FDIC insured, may lose value. All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp member FINRA, SIPC. BFS is an independent firm and is not affiliated with MCCC.
Mineral Area College Athletics on KFMO is brought to you by Kevin Ball Auto Body in Park Hills, Hubs Pub and Grill in Bonterre, and by Missouri Farm Bureau agents Mike Sonsegra in Farmington and Jonathan Steffen in Deloge. Third quarter underway. Charlotte Delisle can't hit the shot. P.J. Reitzel comes back and gets the rebound. Teams have switched sides. Mac now right to left on your listening device. 31-15 they lead. Mac turns it over and Reitzel commits a foul. That'll be her second. It's a blocking foul on the team's first. She will come out as Lydia Kimnitzer checks in. And on the inbound, it's the Lady Volunteers. Now for Delisle, got it to Whitaker. Whitaker to Davis, top of the key to the right side. Damiona Williams-Willard working on perimeter, now to the foul line. Back out, Delisle. Delisle holding. Mack leads by 17 to the right wing. Gets it up top. Davis. Steep two for Davis. Rattles off the iron and in. Beg your pardon. That was Brooklyn Burnett with the make. She's got 8. Matches Lydia Kimnitzer for the game lead in scoring. Out of the backcourt, Karma Jones. Now to Casey Teague. Teague to the far side for Jones again. Works around a defender. Jones to the cup. Bump it underneath. Move. Off window and in. And she has 8. 33-17, Mack leads. On the right side, it's Charlotte Delisle at the wing. Gets it to Burnett. Now to the far side at Williams-Willard. Gets it to Whitaker. Spot up three blocked by Jones, and Presley Holwig is there. Now back to Jones. Jones up the floor across the timeline to the left side. Kimnitzer back to Jones. Couldn't get the pass to Holwig, but does to Kimnitzer. Her three wouldn't go, and Holwig is going to be called on the foul on the rebound try. It'll be her second, team's second. 33-17, Mack leads. And Charlotte Delisle will inbound for John A. Logan. Crossing the timeline, the Lady Vols. On the right side, trying to work down low. Holwig with the steal. 1-0-1 the other way. Williams-Willard comes back to block and fouls. And it'll be Presley Holwig going back to the line to shoot two free throws for the first time today. The foul will be the third on Damiona Williams-Willard. And the first on John A. Logan here in quarter number 3. 2 minutes and 7 seconds into the quarter. First free throw for Holwig, good. That's her first point of the game. She averages 7.8 a game and 71% from the free throw line. Second free throw on the way. Holwig hits them both. The 5'5 sophomore from Delta, Missouri puts her club up by 17, 35-17. Crossing the timeline, John A. Logan, they flip it to Whitaker. Now Burnett ahead of the arc. Overhead pass, got it to Williams-Willard far side. To the foul line, Delisle. Down low, Burnett posting up, off window and in. Brooklyn Burnett has 10. 7.5 to go in the third, and it's 35-19. Out of the backcourt, it's Karma Jones. Jones to Teague, out to Holwig, far wing. Holwig
Got it back to Teague. Teague head of the arc. Picked up the dribble back to Holwig. Far side. Bounce pass down low to Dallas, who was covered, but they got it to her. Dallas covered with the shot. Wouldn't go. Got her own rebound. One on two. That time it's blocked. And we go held ball. The Euro favors Mineral Area. Shot clock at 18. Game clock at 7:05. And Onaya Reed will come in for John A. Logan. Coming out, Damiona Williams-Woolard. Karma Jones inbounds. Chemnitzer, left wing three. Got it, Chemnitzer. She's got three trays, and she's got 11. Lydia Chemnitzer on fire from beyond the arc tonight. Hand off to Lyle. Delisle threw a screen to the foul line. Lost it, picked it back up, lost it again. Karma Jones with a steal, has Holwig on the outlet. They get it to her. One-on-one, Holwig to the cup. Foul from behind, but she's going to go to the line and shoot free throws on her layup. Try that missed. And the foul is called against Anaya Reed, her second, team's second. 6:40 left in quarter number three. First free throw for Holwig on its way. No good. Second one coming up. Holwig splits the trip. She's got 3 points in the game, all from the courtesy stripe. 6:35 left in quarter number three, and Mack leads 39-19. Up top. That's Davis. Got it to Delisle. Bounce pass down low. Burnett found from behind by Teague. Are they going to put it on Holwig? They're putting it on Holwig. It'll be her third, team's third. And it's two free throws for Brooklyn Burnett. She is 2 for 2 from the foul line so far in this one. Kinley Norris will check in. It looks like Holwig may come out. First free throw good. Burnett's got 11. Second free throw on its way. That one's no good. Rebounded by Jones. She works it up the floor. Across the timeline to Holwig, far wing. Down low pass, got it to Dallas. Dallas swings it back to Chemnitzer. Pump fake from the land of plenty. Dribble drive in. 8-footer off window. No good. Offensive rebound. Dallas can't hit the second try. And Burnett grabs it. Outlet to Delisle. Delisle 1-on-4. Try to get through Chemnitzer, couldn't. It was stolen away. Outlet goes to Jones, flips it to Dallas. Left-hand layup, good. Mariah Dallas with 9 in the contest, and it's 41-20 with 5:50 left in the third. Chemnitzer on her back end, gets back up. 3 from the right side, Reed wouldn't go. Offensive rebound, Davis. Back out, Whitaker. 1-on-1, blocked down low. Foul is called as somebody grabbed a hold of the arm. It was either Teague or Chemnitzer. I think it's Teague. Casey T commits her second and the fourth on Mack. And here comes Marceline Claremont and Kenley Norris. 5:41 to go in the third. Two free throws for Kira Whitaker. First one good. Whitaker has her first point of the game. She averages 11.8 a night. 88% shooter from the free throw line. Second one. Rattles off. Davis, offensive rebound and the putback. Beg your pardon, Burnett. Make it 41-23. 5.5 to go in the third. Claremont to the left side. Chemnitzer lobs it to Teague. Teague up top. Norris. Back to Chemnitzer. Left wing three. Chemnitzer, that's short. She's going to chase her rebound into the corner, and it goes out of bounds, and it'll be John A. Logan ball. Lamaya Gooden checks in for Mariah Dallas in Mineral Area. 5:21 to go. Lady Volunteers will inbound. Kira Whitaker to throw it in to Charlotte Delisle. Are these Lady Vols playing without Callan Robinson and Grayson Morris? Morris was a factor in that game back at Mineral Area at the Bob Seacrest Fieldhouse a couple of games ago. Far side, Delisle. To the near wing, Davis. Davis to Burnett at the foul line. Burnett into the near corner for Reed. Back up top, Davis. Far side, Delisle. Shot clock at 10. Game clock at 5 minutes. Delisle still with it. Through a screen set by Burnett. At the elbow. Lobs it out. 2 on the shot clock. Davis for 3. Her shot wouldn't go. And that's a shot clock violation. Mack ball. And here comes Amiya Moore to check in for Lydia Chemnitzer. 4:49 left in the third. Media timeout. 41-23. Mac leads. You're listening to Mac Athletics on KFMO and KFMO Sports Plus.
Everybody's going home, pool, and spa.
Turn your backyard into paradise with Home Pools and Spas in Ledington. From in-ground pool installations, a durable liner or sleek fiberglass design, to year-round pool and spa services. And the retail store is open all year long to help maintain your pool and spa. Trust Home Pools and Spas to make your backyard the ultimate retreat. Visit them in Ledington today and they'll bring your vision to life. Home Pools and Spas, where paradise begins.
Kevin Ball's Auto Body, the most recommended in the parkland. The definition of recommended is to be worthy of trust, and they don't take that lightly. They treat your vehicle like it's their own. Your neighbors, your family, and your friends are now satisfied customers because you recommended them. When you need collision repair, don't just take it anywhere. Take it to Kevin Ball's Auto Body in Park Hills, the most recommended, because your car hasn't looked this new since it was new.
Kevin Ball's Auto Body, the most recommended by far.
Mineral Area Athletics on KFMO is brought to you by Wade's Auto Service in Farmington, Home Pools and Spas in Ledington, and by Sam Sism Ford Lincoln in Farmington. 4:49 left of the third. Timeout brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau agents Mike Sunsiger on Farmington, Jonathan Steffen in Deloge. Contact them today for a free quote on auto, home, business, or life insurance. 41-23, Mac. It'll be Lady Cardinal ball. Amia Moore will inbound to Marceline Claremont. And Claremont will get across the timeline and set up the offense. As Norris on the far side, Claremont takes it that way, and Norris clears out. Got it to Teague. Now it's Moore into the corner for Norris. Uncontested three. Norris too strong. Rebound grab by Teague. Poked away. Moore has it. Moore back out. Flips it out. Claremont. Claremont on the far corner. Got it through a screen by Teague. Now to Norris at the near wing. Norris doesn't take the shot up top to Claremont. Shot clock down to 8 seconds. Claremont splits a couple of defenders, tries to walk through. Held ball, and the arrow favors Johnny Logan. Williams-Woolard checks back in for the Lady Volunteers with 4:17 left in quarter number three. Out of the backcourt. Charlotte Delisle to the far side, gets around Claremont. At the wing, she pulls up, circles back to the logo, and out of the near side, Williams-Woolard. Left-handed dribble, Williams-Woolard on perimeter. Crossover, got it to the foul line. Now to Burnett. Burnett trying to work down low, slipped and fell, kept the dribble, got it back out to Delisle. Up top, Williams-Woolard to the far wing, Davis. Davis down low, Burnett one-on-one. Burnett fadeaway jumper over the head of Gooden, wouldn't fall. Gooden had the rebound and gets it to Claremont. 3:48 left in the third. 41-23 Mac. Claremont to the left side. That's Norris at the wing. Up top two more into the logo. Back to the far side. Claremont to the elbow. Teague jumper from there. Nothing but net. Casey Teague has six. And the Lady Cardinals up by 20. 43-23. Delisle across the timeline. To the near side. Hands it off to Williams-Woolard. Head of the arc. 15 on the shot clock. Williams-Woolard picked it up. Flips it to Davis. Davis bounce pass off the leg of Claremont and out of bounds. It'll stay Lady Vols ball. And the inbound will be in front of the John A. Logan bench. And coming to the table to check in, Anaya Reed. Reed comes in for Kira Whitaker. And Reed will inbound. Inbound to the right corner. For Davis, tried to go inside to Burnett, and she is fouled by Lamaya Gooden, her first and the team's fifth. So it'll be free throws for Brooklyn Burnett, I believe. Yes. Burnett's shooting two. She's 3 of 4 tonight. Mac has put John A. Logan in the bonus for the first time this game. Lady Cardinals up 43-23 with 3:10 left in quarter number three. First for Burnett on its way. Good. 14 in the game for Brooklyn Burnett. Sophomore averages 9.3 a night. Second free throw rattles in as well. 43-25 Mac. Marceline Claremont out of the backcourt. Sets up the offense to the far side, Kenley Norris. Now it's Amia Moore between the logos. Back to Norris through a screen from Teague. Back to Moore. Stolen away by Williams-Woolard. A quick break. All alone. The lay-in. Good. Four for Williams-Woolard. 2:50 left of the third. 43-27. Out of the backcourt, Claremont. To the far side, Norris. Norris tried again to force a pass. Stolen away by Delisle, but she's going to give it right back. Moore has it out of the backcourt to the left side. That's Claremont to the cup with the lay-in. She's fouled. Claremont's going to the line to shoot two, and the foul will be the fourth on Brooklyn Burnett. Coming out of the game, Charlotte Delisle. Coming back in, Kira Whitaker. And it's two free throws for Marceline Claremont. First time she's made the trip to the foul line. And Mariah Macklin will check into the game for the Lady Vols as well. And Brooklyn Burnett comes out of the game. First for Claremont. No good. 2:31 left in quarter number three. Mack up 43-27. Second free throw. Rattles out. And the rebound for Williams-Woolard. Out of the backcourt. She sets up the offense. Williams-Woolard, top of the key, to the near side, hands it off. That's Reed. Now to Whitaker through a screen set by Davis, who's in some pain. To the near side, Williams-Woolard, to Whitaker. Eight-footer around and in. Whitaker with three, and Antonia Davis going to have to come to the floor after taking one in the midsection. And Mack will inbound. Crossing the timeline, that's Claremont. 2 minutes left in quarter number three. Claremont to the near side. Zone defense from the Lady Vols. Got it to Teague into the corner. Norris, corner three. Oh, wouldn't go. Chases a rebound down, but Williams-Woolard grabs it. Out of the backcourt, Williams-Woolard falls to the floor with a diving try to get possession back. Claremont. Or Teague, excuse me, dives as well to get arms on it. And we go held ball, and the arrow favors Mack. Substitutions to the table. Mariah Dallas, Lydia Chemnitzer, and P.J. Reitzel back to the floor. A minute 45 left in the third. And Chemnitzer's inbound goes to Claremont. A minute 40 left before a quarter break. Claremont on the far side gets it to Chemnitzer. Now it's Reitzel in the near wing. Reitzel, right-handed dribble, walks and turns it over. And Damiano Williams-Woolard will inbound now after the Mac turnover. Lady Cardinals led by 20. It's now 43-29. On the right side, the handoff goes to Reed. Reed weaving on perimeter for Whitaker to the near side. Wing jumper wouldn't go. Rebound grab by P.J. Reitzel. And she works it up the floor on the far side. Reitzel now to Dallas. One-on-one with Williams-Woolard. Backdoor pass to Gooden. Can't hang on. Gooden off window doesn't hit. Macklin comes away with the rebound. And players come together, and Mariah Dallas, held ball was whistled. The arrow will favor John A. Logan. Mariah Macklin is down on the floor. Players sent to the bench. A minute 10 left in quarter number three. We are going to take an injury timeout. You're listening to Mac Athletics on KFMO. Lady Cardinals up 43-29 on the Parkland Sports Leader.
Hang out with your friends at Hubs Pub and Grill in Bon Terre. Hubs offers great lunch and dinner items and daily specials. From sandwiches, steaks, fish, salads, or wings, they have something you'll love. Stop by for lunch or dinner, or just come hang out and watch the game. Let the good times roll at Hubs Pub and Grill in Bon Terre. Check us out on Facebook or online at hubspubandgrill.com.
Hi, this is Kerry Shepard, head coach of the Mineral Area Lady Cardinals. You're listening to Mac Basketball on AM 1240 KFMO.
That is Mariah Macklin being helped to the locker room by the athletic trainer and head coach, and the head coach, Charlie Jones.
as he helped her and the athletic trainer to the locker room, and that's a tough loss for the Lady Vols. That would drop them to just six available players in the game. 65 seconds left in the third, 43-29. Mack leads. Here's Anaya Reed through a double screen. Whitaker now to the right side. It's Delisle. Delisle straight on three. That wouldn't go. Gooden has the rebound, and Shue will flip it to Claremont of the outlet. Claremont across the timeline. Claremont to the elbow. Claremont Euro step left-hand layup wouldn't fall. Williams Woolard with another rebound. 45 left. Outlet out of the reach of Delisle, but she gets to it before the baseline. Near wing three. Splash. Whitaker. Just the second three made all night from the Lady Volunteers, and her first make from perimeter. 30 seconds left, 43-32, excuse me. Down low, Dallas, out to Chemnitzer, wants them all back. Chemnitzer, yes, got it! Lydia Chemnitzer with 14, 46-32 with 14 seconds left. Mack leads at the foul line. Delisle, jumper from there, it'll go. Delisle has nine. 5 seconds left. Claremont out of the backcourt. Claremont with two. Claremont to the foul line. Down low to Gooden. Can't hit the shot before the clock expired. We've played three quarters. Mack leads 46-34. After three, we head to the fourth. 10 minutes left in this one on KFMO.
At Samson Ford, we're not just in the business of selling cars. We're in the business of creating customers for life. Hey, David Sisson from Samson Ford, the home of the lifetime warranty. Did you know my grandpa Sam first opened his doors in 1937 and we're still family-owned and operated? That's over 86 years of helping our community and our customers. And as the holiday season nears, we want to show our gratitude. I just want to tell all of our loyal customers, thank you. Thank you for choosing us, your hometown dealer. Thank you for shopping local, for all the miles you've driven in the vehicles we provided, for supporting your community as we strive to support you in return. Shopping season is gearing up, and that includes me. I want the lot as stock for you as it can be. That means it's time to buy and time for you to tell that old car goodbye. Why would I buy from auctions at high dollar prices when I can pass the extra money on to you? Trade it or sell it today. On-site, no-hassle appraisals at top dollar. Come in and see us at Samson Ford, where gratitude meets great deals, and leave us a part of the Sisson Ford family. Visit us online at SissonFord.com.
See dealer for details.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're here for all of life's wins. Like when you get a new car, or new boat, or new driver, or when your son moves out, but your mom moves in, or you find out you're expecting again, or when one rental property turns into two, then 20, or you realize they're all in Tornado Alley. Life is full of life events. Make sure you have the right policy for each of life's wins.
For life, auto, home, and business insurance, I'm here for you. Mike Sanzagrog, your local Missouri Farm Bureau agent in Farmington, or John Steffen in Deloge.
Mineral Area College Athletics on KFMO is brought to you by Shelter Insurance Agent Chuck Odle in Bonterre, Mineral Area College, and by Catfish Kettle in Farmington. Lady Cardinals have opening possession here in quarter number four, up 46-34. Holwig on the far side with it. Bounces it to Karma Jones. Jones steps around the defender, works it down low. Jones to the cup, but the lay-in wouldn't go. Coming to get the rebound on Aya Reed, and she works it up the floor, Kira Whitaker. The Lady Cardinals were up by as much as 20 in that third quarter, but were outscored 19-15. Deep two wouldn't go from Davis. Rebound for Chemnitzer. Now for Karma Jones. Across the timeline, Jones gets it to Holwig at the far wing. Holwig for Jones again, head of the arc. Jones dribbles to the far wing. Through a screen set by Teague. Bounce pass to Dallas. Dallas to Holwig, left wing three, Holwig, that wouldn't go, it's short, rebound off of Teague, and out of bounds, it'll be Johnny Logan ball. 55 seconds into this one, and both teams have had possessions, no score yet, 46-34, Mack leads by 12. Out of the backcourt, that's Delisle working down low. Delisle, a couple of pivots at the low block, sends it up to the head of the arc. That's Davis. Gets around the defender. Davis with the runner wouldn't go, and Teague has the rebound. Now for Karma Jones. Jones across the timeline.
Picked up the dribble, got it the whole wing. Far side, Lydia Kimnitzer. Kimnitzer back to Jones in the near wing. Going to split a couple of defenders with an extension of the step. Can't hit the layup. Got her own rebound. Flips it back out, Dallas. 18-footer from Dallas off the mark. Kimnitzer can't get to it, but Teague will. Tried to flip it back to Kimnitzer, threw it behind her. It was deflected to Holwig, one on two, can't hit the shot. Dallas and Holwig come away with it. Holwig has it, pivots down low, one on three, 12 on the shot clock, 3 second lane violation. Called against Mack, and the Lady Cards turn it over. Wow, furious pace on that possession, probably the fastest Mack has played. You'd think they were trailing by two with under 30 seconds left at the pace at which they played that possession. Onaya Reed circling the arc, got it up top to Whitaker. Whitaker down low, one on four, can't hit the shot, and Dallas has the rebound. Now for Jones, out of the backcourt, setting up the offensive play. Jones still with it, 2 minutes gone here in quarter number four. To the near side, Holwig. Now the Lady Cardinals are going to slow things down. Teague fakes us jam step, tries a fadeaway shot, and she's fouled. And this one's called against Antonia Davis, her first, team's first. And it'll be Casey Teague shooting two free throws. She's 7 of 11 from the courtesy stripe this year. Attempts number 12 and 13. First free throw. Good. 7 points in the game for the 6-foot sophomore from Memphis, Tennessee, Casey Teague. Second free throw. Teague hits them both. She's got 8. 48-34, Lady Cardinals. Out of the backcourt, Delisle and John A. Logan. Left to right on your listening device. Delisle to Whitaker. Back to Delisle on the handoff. To the baseline, Delisle. Forced back out to the foul line, Davis. Now to the right wing, Reed. Into the corner, Williams-Woolard. Back to Reed. Straight on. Deep two. Toes were on the line. Wouldn't go. Rebound deflected and grabbed by Dallas. Dallas gets it to Jones. Jones right up the middle to the far side, Holwig. Holwig down low, tried to go to Teague. It was poked away. A lot of contact there, but we play on. Reed dribbled off of her leg and off of Karma Jones. It stays in the backcourt. Davis has to get across the timeline. She does with 2 seconds left before the 10 count. Delisle with it in the circle. To the far side, gets it to Whitaker. Whitaker threw a screen at the elbow. Jumper wouldn't go. Off the iron and out of bounds. Mack will get the ball back. 6:54 left here in the fourth quarter. Kimnitzer inbounds to Jones. Jones across the timeline. To the foul line, Teague. Jumper from the elbow. That wouldn't go. Jones has the offensive rebound. Works back to the bucket through a screen set by Dallas. Can't hit the shot, and she's fouled. Jones is going to the line for two more free throws. This one's on Antonia Davis, her second, team's second. And Brooklyn Burnett will come back in with 4 personal fouls. Jones is 4 of 5 from the line tonight. First one here. Good. 9 of the game for Karma Jones. Second one, rattles in. Jones with 10. 50-34, 6:35 to go in regulation. Whitaker on the far side, got it from Delisle. Whitaker cuts back through a screen set by Davis, runs right into a defender, and Casey Teague commits a foul. Her third, team's first. 6:28 left in regulation, and the inbound will be on the far sideline. Whitaker has to inbound before the 5 count. Does to the far corner for Davis. Davis down low, posting up Burnett. Flips it to the back door. Williams-Woolard off window, can't hit. Burnett has the offensive rebound. Hook shot put back, rattles off as well. Williams-Woolard is there. And coming to get that one, Casey Teague for the held ball. And the arrow favors John A. Logan. Inbound goes to Davis can't hit the floater. Rebound Williams Woolard. She'll work one on three. Williams Woolard to the cup with the lay-in. Power move to the basket. Williams Woolard made it look easy. One on three. And it's 52-34 Mac with 6 minutes left in regulation. Karma Jones, head of the arc, backs off to the near side for Holwig. Holwig up top. Kimnitzer, it was deflected. She went back to get it. Now to Jones on the far side. To Teague. Down low Dallas. 15-footer on the baseline. Got it. Mariah Dallas with 11. Up top, Delisle. Delisle to the far side for Whitaker. Whitaker to the far wing. Burnett wouldn't fall with the jumper. Rebound Holwig. 5:15 left. 52-36. Jones to the cup. Lay in, no. Rebound Jones. Flips it back to Holwig. Elbow jumper for Holwig. Got it. Holwig with her first field goal. She's got five in the game. On the far side, it's Delisle working baseline. Delisle turnaround jumper around and in. 11 for Delisle. 54-38. Jones out of the backcourt to the near side, Holwig. 4:45 left, down low to Dallas, working baseline. Dallas, reverse layup, too strong. And it bounces off the iron down to the hands of Burnett. Quick transition the other way, 2-on-1. Whitaker, shot blocked by Kimnitzer and out of bounds. Media timeout, 4:35 left in regulation. The Lady Cardinals up 54-38 on the Parkland Sports Leader, KFMO.
Are you struggling with your car but you don't have a reliable shop? Let's ask a friend. Who do you take your car to?
Oh, Wade's Automotive.
I'd trust Wade's Automotive.
Wade's? Wade's Automotive in Farmington.
Well, it's unanimous. Take it to Wade's Auto Service in Farmington with a full-service shop specializing in brakes, rotors, AC repair, transmission, even battery problems. Plus, they have a 2-year, 24,000-mile part and labor warranty. Trust Wade's Auto Service, 228 East Harrison Street, Farmington.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come CES and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck. Because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
Oh, what is that stench? Oh, Boogie, you smell terrible.
Phew. Dogs can stink up the whole house when not properly groomed and bathed. Take them to Pawfection Pet Grooming, where your fur child looks and smells pawfect.
Ew, Boogie, have you been eating the trash?
Make Pawfection Pet Grooming your first choice for all pet grooming needs. Give them a call today at 573-482-0163. Pawfection Pet Grooming in Park Hill. Mineral Area College Athletics on KFMO is brought to you by Kevin Ball Auto Body in Park Hills, Hubs Pub and Grill in Bonterre, and by Missouri Farm Bureau agents Mike Sonsegra in Farmington and Jonathan Steffen in Deloge.
4:35 left in regulation. Media timeout brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau agents Mike Sonsegra in Farmington, Jonathan Steffen in Deloge. Contact them today for a free quote on auto, home, business, or life insurance. Pass on the inbound, down low, Burnett. John A. Logan has it up top to Williams Woolard on the far side. She works it on perimeter, far wing, cuts in, flips it back out. Whitaker, head of the arc, now to the right side. This is Delisle. Wing to wing feed to the far side. Williams Woolard, pass inside, deflected, and Lamaya Gooden commits a pushing foul. That'll be her second, team's second. And with the shot clock down to 7, it will reset to 20. Inbound left of the baseline. Left of the paint, I should say. Got it to Burnett. High off the window, can't hit. Williams Woolard comes away with the rebound, but it's stolen by Gooden. She'll get it to Kimnitzer. Now to Marceline Claremont. 4 minutes left in regulation. Mac up 54-38. Claremont on the far side, got it to Gooden, out of the near side, Holwig, down low, Dallas posting up, they get it to her off window and in with the left hand, Mariah Dallas with 13. Out of the backcourt, it's Delisle. Delisle with it. Still, shot clock down to 17. Gets it to Williams-Woolard. Now it's Whitaker. Whitaker back to Williams-Woolard. Shot clock down to 9. Down low to Burnett. Can't hit the jumper, and she's fouled by Gooden. Third on Gooden, third on Mack. Burnett to the line to shoot two free throws. 3:31 to go in regulation. Mack up 56-38. And the first free throw for Burnett at the line to our right. Burnett is 5 of 6. First one no good. Second free throw on its way. That's no good. Offensive rebound, Williams. Woolard, she slips and turns it over. Lost it out of bounds. And it'll be Mack ball. 3:28 left in regulation. 56-38 Lady Cardinals. Inbound to Claremont. Working it up the floor. Claremont to the far side. Got it to Elena Logman. Now to Holwig at the near wing. Holwig ahead of the arc. Got it to Claremont far side. 10-footer jump shot from Claremont. Wouldn't go. Logman offensive rebound. Out to Holwig. Fakes a shot. Walks and turns it over. Little hump step as she was on her way to the far side. And Holwig asked Kerry Shepard, how was that a travel? And Shepard showed her, and she said, oh, I did that? Shepard said, yep. And Holwig said, oh, okay. 3 minutes left in regulation, 56-38 Mack. Of the far side, Charlotte Delisle. Timeout called by Charlie Jones. It'll be a 30-second stoppage. We will keep it here. 2:58 to go in the fourth. Timeout brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau agent Mike Sotziger on Farmington, Jonathan Steffen in Deloge. Contact them today for a free quote on auto, home, business, or life insurance. Mack scored, outscored Johnny Logan 14-13 in the first. Took a while to get that first lead. Then outscored the Volunteers 17-2 in the second. Led at half 31-15. Johnny Logan, though, outscored Mack in the third 19-15. The Lady Cardinals were up by 20 at one point. Then here in the fourth quarter, it is 10-4 Mack with 2:58 left in regulation. And it'll be John A. Logan ball to inbound out of the stoppage. Our next Mack broadcast coming up on Saturday. Lady Cardinals host the Coahoma Tigers. Pregame coverage at 12:30. Tip off at 1 from the Bob Seekers Fieldhouse. We'll have it for you on KFMO and KFMO Sports Plus. Our next broadcast of any kind tomorrow, it's girls basketball, our Grit and Grace game. The Arcadia Valley Lady Tigers on the road at North County to play the Lady Raiders. Coverage starting at 6:30 with tip-off at 7 on KFMO with live video online at KFMOsports.com. Antonia Davis far side got it to Delisle on the near wing. Shot clock down to 7. Delisle backs out. Shot clock down to 5. Straight on 3 for Delisle. That'll go. Delisle has 14, and it's a 15-point game, 56-41. Out of the backcourt, Claremont. 2.5 to play. Claremont tried to go to Dallas, tried to force the pass, and it was stolen away, but Whitaker will give it right back as she slips and falls, and she's on the floor. Slow to get up. She fell to the hardwood. And the inbound for Mack will be in the offensive half court. Shot clock at 18, 2:26 on the game clock. Inbound to Claremont from Chemnitzer. Claremont up top to Dallas. Now it's Norris and an offensive foul called against Elena Logman. That's her first and the fourth on the Lady Cardinals. 2:20 left, 56-41 Mack. Out of the backcourt, Charlotte Delisle. Delisle to the far side for Whitaker, back to Delisle. Delisle at the far wing, threw a screen to the foul line. Delisle lost it down low, off of her foot, tries to roll it back out. Dallas comes away with it, and a foul, or do we go held ball here? Held ball, the arrow favors Mineral Area. 2:04 left, and the Lady Cardinals can burn some clock here, up by 15. Out of the backcourt, Claremont. Under 2 minutes left. Chemnitzer to the far side for Norris. Into the corner for Dallas. Dallas back to Norris. Norris to the foul line. Lagerman got it back to Dallas. 18-foot jumper wouldn't go, and the rebound for Whitaker. A minute 40 left in regulation. Whitaker across the timeline, out to Delisle on the near wing. Delisle through a screen set by Davis, got away with the moving screen, out of Williams-Woolard on the far side. Back up top, Whitaker. Claremont pokes it away in transition at the baseline. Flips it to Chemnitzer. Right-hand layup goes for Chemnitzer. She's got 16. A minute 20 left in regulation. Mac up 58-41. On the near side, that's Delisle. Delisle back out on perimeter to the far side. Bounce pass down low. Kickball violation. Inbound pass knocked away. Lagerman with the steal. Seconds left. The foul is called against John A. Logan, and it is Brooklyn Burnett who fouls out of the game with 15 points, fouls out with a little over a minute to go. Marceline Claremont crossing the timeline to the near side. That's Norris back up top. Claremont. Claremont back to Norris on the near side. Back up top, Claremont. 41 seconds left. Shot clock down to 10. Norris, corner three, no good. Rebound grabbed by Dallas, lost it down low, and it's picked up now by Davis. Out of the backcourt, 27 seconds left in regulation. Pull up Jay from the foul line, wouldn't go for Whitaker. Mack has it, shot clock turned off, that'll do it. 58-41, the score, game clock down to 10 seconds. Claremont met by a defender. Game clock down to 6, down to 5. 58-41 the final. The Lady Cardinals win their 7th game of the season. John A. Logan has lost their 3rd straight. We head to the Hubs Puppet Girl postgame show after this on KFMO.